Okay, hi everyone. It's Philip from philippriestess.com, and tonight I actually meet a good friend of mine on a Skype call. I was discussing with a few students in my Sydney office now, and I thought I'd give him a call on the Skype. And his name is Miles Agnew, electricom.net, and basically the demanding service plus. Let's ask Miles to get into the details. So, Miles, who are you? What do you do?
G'day, Phil. Well, for those who don't know me, my name is Miles Agnew, and I'm a domainer, and what that means is I buy domain names and manage them in large quantities. So at the moment, I manage a portfolio of close to nearly 3,000 domains. Out of those 3,000 domains, I personally own around about 250. And what happens is when I manage the domains, it's a bit like a real estate broker or a real estate agent. I look after the properties, which are the domain names. I use advertising, a lot of automation tools for blogging, etc. And I take a percentage of that income and then give the rest to the owners. So I have my own small portfolio of around about 218 domains at the moment that I manage myself, but I also manage on behalf of others. I also have a small web hosting company that I just manage with some premium clients that I work with. So I work with a lot of mainstream marketers that you see on the web. I'm the sort of the tech guy behind the scenes putting servers and cloud computing together.
That's excellent. So how did you get started with this business?
I used to own an ISP, a dial-up ISP. This was in the late 90s. And from there, I moved into web hosting, bought and sold quite a few companies in web hosting, and then I just moved on to domaining because that's where a lot of my focus was at, is building portfolios of domains, and it just has grown from there.
Excellent. So that's basically where we met in the web hosting league, right?
That's correct.
That's correct. It's been a long time ago. It's about 8 years now, I reckon.
Yep, 2002.
2002, yeah, longer than that. Well, yeah, it's about that, yeah. Excellent. So how did you become a professional in your league, the guru of the domaining?
Well, basically what happens is it's a lot of trial and error with domaining. Some things might work for me and they mightn't work for you. And for me, I did a lot of trial and error. I bought a lot of pre-existing sites, made some changes to them, sold them off, and recouped my money that way. But what really, when I really started becoming successful is when other people started to notice, you know, I was getting good search engine rankings, and then they started, you know, Skyping me or emailing me saying, oh, how do you do it? Would you, you know, you consult and help me do it? And it sort of snowballed from there. I helped a few people, and then what happened was these five guys got chatting to me on a Skype thing, and I said, here's all our domain names. We want you to run them. And that's what I do at the moment. I run their domain names, and I also run my own.
Excellent. So there's some good profits in what you're doing?
It can be really, at the moment, it's in between. What happened was about 2 years ago when the cycle of Google happened, where we were doing a lot of advertising on Google and getting great conversions with AdWords, and then reselling that traffic back to Google in different streams, we're making a lot of money. But what's happened now is we're making more money doing affiliate stuff. So I'm really targeted on the affiliate stuff and building relationships and lists. So what's happened now, instead of just being a domainer, I'm also a joint venture, a list sort of broker person as well. And we have, I personally have an email list of over 200,000 of just customers that I deal with, and the guys that I own their portfolios, they have just a bit over 3.5 million in their autoresponder list. So it's a massive, massive industry, and the niches that we deal in are, you wouldn't believe, there's some absolute bizarre niches like bathtubs or taps. Mm-hmm. It's just phenomenal. It's amazing what you can make money with.
So the business is still in the list, basically.
In a sense, what we've done is diversified, and instead of just banking on Google like we did before, we learned a lot from banking everything in AdWords and AdSense. We've diversified. diversified, and now we've got obviously a list in different niches, and we can do joint ventures with other marketers and stuff. But a lot of that is just basically just sending out information about, you know, our products and services, or products and services that we use, and it's a constant, never-ending income stream. A lot of the stuff we do is month by month we get commission after commission. It's not like, you know, you walk in and you just buy one thing. It's a continuity thing, and it's working really well.
Excellent. So basically, you're into a few things. Especially affiliate marketing is important at the moment. You're making a cash from there, making cash from domains, selling domains, managing domains from other people. You got a lot on. Is it taking over your life, or are you still living the internet dream, mate?
Well, basically, what's happened is I've automated a lot of that. I've got my own servers that do a lot of the back-end work for me, so I don't do a lot of that. I've also outsourced a lot of it. All my servers are managed by an outsourcing company.
Uh-huh.
All the updates, etc., are all outsourced. The only thing I do is every week I check the domain stats as a bulk. I don't sit there and look at individual domains except for my personal ones.
Mm-hmm.
And look at whether they're going up or down. If they're going up, that's great. If they're going down, I look at, you know, what's changed in the last week or so, whether it be the market or whether it be something we've added to the site that needs to, you know, be fixed.
Be fixed. Okay, so when you say going up or down, you mean as price, as value? Is that correct?
Yeah. It's a multiple things. What I look at is how much income's coming in,
uh-huh.
like whether the sites, how many sales they're doing per week, how much money they're making from AdSense, Amazon, ClickBank, Commission Junction, in Australia, Commission Monster. So I look at all those, and I've got a custom app that plugs into all of that and aggregates my information so I can see it and go, all right, that site's doing XYZ amount of traffic in all of those affiliate type sites, so I don't have to sit there and log into each one. I've got it in one portal.
Excellent. So you got everything automated, so you're basically sitting back having a few beers, and you're watching the money come in, more or less.
Pretty much.
The internet dream, that's what we want to hear. I've got actually one more question for you. Any piece of advice for the month ads and everyone else, especially my student teacher in Sydney, about starting an online business? Because a lot of people out there, you know, they're not sure exactly the mindset's not 100% that there is money online still, and they think everything's been done. What would you say to people like that, for example? Is there still cash on the internet?
Oh, definitely. My advice is do something you're passionate about. There's no point doing something you're not. So for me, it was domain names. I always had an interest in them, and like web hosting and stuff. So, you know, domain names is just a bonus. You know, one of the first domain names I bought for $50, and 3 months later I sold it for $5,000. So,
that's very decent. Very decent.
Yeah, that's a decent markup. And yeah, so do something you're passionate about. Have a look at, are there products online? And my advice is be an affiliate for those products first before you make your own. And the reason why I say that is you'll get a lot of market knowledge. It's like being a salesperson.
You understand the product first sort of thing.
Yeah, understand the market, what they want, and what that product does and how they react to it, and then build your own product and make it one better than what you're selling.
That's very, very good advice, especially for everyone. That's very, very good advice. Awesome.
Yeah, it's basically the best way I can explain it to you is that when you do affiliate stuff and you're getting paid to be an affiliate, you're getting paid to learn. You're going to learn about that market whether you like it or not, because if you're going to make a commission, you're going to have to know where the people are, what they want, and how to communicate with them. Once you realize that, you're pretty much set.
Excellent. Perfect. All right. Well, that's excellent information, mate. I'm glad I got you on Skype tonight so we can chat, especially live. We are recording this, of course, and it'll probably go on our websites. One more thing I was going to ask you, actually, is tell everyone your website and, how to get in contact with you if they are interested in buying some of your products.
Okay. So basically, milesagnew.com is my main blog. I haven't been updating a lot because I've been working with a lot of marketers. For domains, you can go to domains.netricom.net, and basically what happens there is when I'm doing brokering deals with large customers, I get a volume discount, and what I'll do is I'll pass that on to everyone. So at the moment I'm doing .coms for $7.90, and a lot of people say, oh, GoDaddy's cheaper. And I laugh at that because... When you order off GoDaddy, the first initial domain is cheaper, but what happens is when you go to renew, they charge you $9 or whatever, and you're constantly marketed to. Whereas I don't do that. I'm into bulk deals, and I do a lot of bulk work straight up, and I have additional facilities like Private Whois, which means when you register a domain with me, we can hide your contact details from the Whois, and that's no charge. So, a lot of GoDaddy and all the other low discount can't do that. They charge like $3 or $4 a year.
Excellent. Do you offer affiliate program?
At the moment, I don't. I'm looking at appointing an affiliate manager. I've got a Filipino working with me full time at the moment. I've also got two part-time Australian staff that work with me.
Excellent.
And we're looking at doing an affiliate program. We're working with a lot of mainstream marketers, doing educational techie stuff as well behind the scenes.
Excellent. No problem. Excellent, mate. Thanks for your chat tonight.
All right. No worries.
I hope you have a good night and say hi to the family.
All right.
See you, mate.
See you, Phil.
Bye, mate.
Bye.